CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called Nightlit 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight, being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section with Alpha through Delta. But before that, we're going to recognize the pre-check-in list. Net Control would like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you as night, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. K4LZI. That's Andy. He's over in Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. KA5WLL. That's Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being there, Leroy. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you as night, Sid. If you're listening, by the way, people remember, Sunday night, night after tomorrow night at 8 p.m., SISnet on 146.64 with a PL tone of 91.5. That's just a click or two up from where we are right now, 146.64 with a PL tone of 91.5. Check in with Sid at 8 o'clock on Sundays. Sure, he'd appreciate it. I'm sure you'd enjoy it. And then stick around afterwards for the slow scan TV net. And Net Control likes to recognize KC4W. That's Bill. He's over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. I appreciate all you guys for using the pre-check-in capability. And next, we're going to pause for a moment for brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into the net, aren't quite sure about the protocol, and may have a question or two, may not, but would like to get checked in. Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we don't have any brand new amateur radio operators, but we'll keep trying. And we do have one Echolink station that just now joined. I was going to skip that group, but because we have a station there now, Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, Mr. Dave. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We are Back Porch Portable this evening. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They are outside on the back porch enjoying that warm weather that we have out there. That's nice. I would be doing that same thing. Don't blame me one bit, Gary. Good to have you with us tonight. Tell Joy we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. Let's see, now we're no more Echolink stations. We've got the pre-net, and we've done the new ham. So next stop is on Saturday night. No, we're Friday night. So Friday night gets uniform through Zulu. So stations with the first letter of suffix of the call that begins with letters U through Z. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
AW. This is Keel Victor Kilo November. K4VKN, Alan, I'm mobile tonight down close to Livonia, Georgia, and I'll just be in and out. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize K4VKN, that is Alan. He is mobile near Livonia, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Alan. Be careful out there on the mobile. You're sounding good from Livonia on a mobile, by the way. Just letting you know, that's a good mobile rig you got there. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, before we leave that group, we've also got another Echolink station. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hey, good evening, Dave, and all the net. Please check in KB0, KBJ, Steve in Clear Lake, South Dakota. No traffic calls. Be here for comments.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KB0, KBJ. That's Steve up in South Dakota. I got you down for comments. Steve, we'll be back to you in a little bit. Tell Megan we said hey. And if you want to get her checked in, we can check her in when you go into the RAG 2 portion of that. Appreciate you being there. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Tommy may be checking in on another net. We'll check with he'll check in with us a little bit later, maybe in the big group. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters A through D. I'm going to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call that before DJW.
Please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easley, negative.
DJW, please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
DJW, Dave, please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KV2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73 Stew and everybody on the net tonight.
Okay, that was a good group. Next, I'd like to recognize KK and Rick. Let me know if I get this right. You made it above the white noise enough to trigger the repeater twice, but it sounded like so was somebody doubling with you. So if somebody was doubling with Rick, we'd really like to get you checked in. Try again, but both of you were below the white noise. So, Rick, I just recognize the voice. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. All over in Piedmont, good to have you this night, Rick. Do take care. Tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hello, and that is not your ex. Wherever you were standing where that handheld was not your ex. And W4AKG, that's AK, he's over in Easley. You're sounding good tonight, AK, as usual. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. And for DJC, that's Jerry. He's over in Anderson. Jerry, was that message via an APERS client, or was that a straight packet that you sent that on?
I had a 74 set up for space station. Yeah, the space station went off. Around 1830 GMT. And I was working a PSAT. NO84, worked it a couple times, and that's a straight APRS.
Okay, because if it was a packet on 14439, I was going to ask you how you did that. If it's APRS, it's apparent. But I did send one reply back on UIView 32 and another reply back on Exaster. One a Unix client, one a Windows client. But I think the Windows client... Well, neither one of them told me they got back to you, so I don't know if they got back to you or not. But anyway, I did reply with the experimental one that I'm using, the Unix client, and the Old Faithful, the Windows UIView client. Anyway, appreciate you sending me that message. That's pretty cool. I've tried to send you one in the past and never was successful with that. So good to know we can talk via digital now. Take care. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KB2. BYQ, that's David over in Easley. Good to have you as night, David. You sound very good into the repeater this evening. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. We do have another check-in. KN4RJN. That's John, who has joined with EchoLink, and he just sent me a text message. So, John, we're going to go ahead and, while we've got it down, KN4RJN. Got John checked in. So that does it for the EchoLink stations. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll push it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Station with the first letter suffix that call that begins with letters E through H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. They've got quite a chat going over there on EchoLink. So if you guys want to know what's going on, log into EchoLink and follow the chat. Stations Echo through Hotel that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HN Taylor's negative and negative. But I do have a question for you, Dave. Over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor's. Good to have you this night, Warren. Go right ahead with your question.
Yeah, I've been... playing around a little bit with the SMS gate APRS to text message on your phone, and working pretty cool. I was wondering if you, is there something on the website or either have you published anything about checking in with APRS? I think I remember somebody doing that, but I hadn't heard any particular method. Over.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Warren, because if you have that question, it's highly likely that a lot of other people do too. Usually, so when Mike calls the net, AK4HR, he's always running an APRS client. He's got it up and running all the time. So Saturday before last, when he was calling the net, I just sent him an APRS text message and told him to check me in. And I was listening while I was busy, right? And I was in the shop doing some work and listening. And he picked up my APRS message and checked me in. Same way with me. If I'm calling the net and you want to be checked in and you're busy doing something else, you can just send me an APRS text message and I'll check in. Because it pops up on my screen. So anybody sends me a message, like Jerry sent me one earlier today, and it just flashed up there on the screen. It doesn't matter which desktop I'm on. It just finds me and it pops up a message. So that's perfectly acceptable to do that, to send it to me. If someone else is calling the net and they don't have an APRS client, an APRS setup, you can send me an APRS text message because usually I'm listening to the net, right? I try to. I'm not always here, but I try my best to be here as much as possible. So you can send me a text message and I'll get you checked in. I'll relay you in that way. Or likewise, you can try that with Mike. I don't know how often he is there at his desk. It may or may not work with him, but it should work with me. I can't guarantee 100% of the time that it will. That is in the net preamble, and it is up to each individual net controller to decide whether they want to throw that out there. Wendy is about the only one left that does that. With every net she calls, she'll throw that out there so that people know about it. She's probably the one that you heard saying that. But it's available. It used to be available all the time, and we used to bring it up all the time when that was the only alternative method of checking into the net that we had. And now we've got pre-check-in, we've got EchoLink check-in, and we've got APRS check-in. So we've got like an RF check-in. So we've got a half a dozen different ways you can check into the net. I hope that answers the question, Warren, without being too verbose.
Very, very good, Dave. Now I'm really, really excited to see the activity increasing. It wasn't too long ago before I had a real struggle being in the shadow of Paris Mountain. You know, getting to a digipeater. But now there must be something close by because I can just about hit everything with just my handheld. I don't even have to use the mobile unit with the base antenna. But thank you for that information, Dave. This is N4HHC.
Okay, Warren. And again, I do appreciate you asking that question because it's highly likely that others have that. I've noticed some of the newer hams, the KO calls, are playing around with that. They're closer to the digital age, right? I was on the very beginning of it, but I got swept up by it. But the newer hams, it's nothing for them to pick it up, right? Especially the younger generation. They were born with, you know, internet access and all that kind of stuff. So it's like secondhand to them, and they use their phone to do it the same way you're doing it. And it's just it works just as good. Because it does go out over RF. Depending on how you have your path set, it'll jump from digipeater to digipeater. And I have noticed that there's at least four active digipeaters in the area. There's the one on the mountain, and usually if you can get to one of the locals, then it can usually get up to the one on the mountain. And then once it gets to the one on the mountain, it comes back down to everybody, and everybody hears it. So it's a pretty good setup that we've got going with APRS right now. I hope it lasts. It comes and goes. The popularity comes up and it goes back, goes away. And right now it's starting to peak again. So it's exciting for me. Anyway, appreciate it, Warren. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Cantler, or we'll stick around. And if John's still listening, hello, we miss you, John.
JW. Please check in. WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo. Dan, down here in northern Simpsonville. And, hello to John, and hello to Brother Steve up in South Dakota. He's listening. Good to hear him checking in. And just check me in, Dave. I'll just be in and out tonight, please. Thank you.
November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4, HTP. This is Wendy, and I'm in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2, MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. And Harry John poked his head in the door, checked in, and backed out. He must have been in a hurry. Anyway, I do appreciate him poking his head in the door and at least saying, getting checked in. So at least touching base with us. But he's gone. That was a drive-by check-in. Anyway, I got you down for comments. Harry, we'll be back to you in a little bit. WB4FEE, that's Dan. He's over in Simpsonville. I had you down for comments, Dan, then I took you off. Anyway, appreciate you checking in this evening. It's good to hear you on the radio. Do take care. Stay safe. KO4ISG, that's Danny. He's in Gastonia, North Carolina. And Gastonia is quite a trip. He's doing good because that's outside of the umbrella of the repeater if you're like on a mobile with a vertical antenna on it with good gain. We start losing the umbrella of this repeater a little past the state line, and he's well inside this, the North Carolina side of the state line. So you're doing good, Danny. It's easy. It's like armchair listening to you down here. You're making the trip just fine. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. She's over in Simpsonville bringing with her W2MJB. That's Mark, in Simpsonville as well. Appreciate you bringing Mark with you tonight, Wendy. You guys take care. Stay safe. Do appreciate all that you and Mark do for the Sunday and Monday night editions of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel range that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, I had a screen pop up on my window. KJ4HYC, that's Shane. He's over in 6 Mile checking in via APRS text message. Appreciate you using that capability, Shane. Over in 6 Mile, hearing us talking on the repeater, no doubt, and brought up his APRS client and checked himself in. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Take care. Stay safe. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the India Through Lima group. Session for the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters I through L. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
With Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you, Dave, and all the net, 73.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
4, DJW. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3. DJW.
And Kilo Oscar 4, November Romeo. This is Jerry. Base station here in Greenwood, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Before DJW, you'll please check in. Kilo 2, Romeo Charlie Lima. This is Russell out of Tigerville.
Okay, yet another really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KG4JIA. That's Dennis over in Gaffney. Good to have you with us tonight, Dennis. You're sounding good into the repeater. KK4JFO, that's James over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, your ear's burning sometime this afternoon. Jim and I were talking about you as he was driving by your town in Tuxedo, going up the Hendersonville to get a haircut. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim or James, and take care. Stay safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's bringing with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Sounded good as usual, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. And KO4NNR, that is Jerry over in Greenwood. Good to have you with tonight, Jerry. You're sounding good as well. And K2RCL, that's Russell in Tigerville, or out of Tigerville. Good to have you with us tonight, Russell. You're sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Just check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim and Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative.
Speaking of the devil, there he is, KO4LAO, Jim, with a new military haircut. Does it feel good, Jim, the military haircut? I need to do that myself. I'm looking like a shaggy dog. Anyway, appreciate you being on the site. Jim, enjoyed the CUSO with you earlier today, too. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters M through P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. In Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel, that's K9OH, Billy and Anderson this evening. I'll be negative, negative. Hope everybody's doing well. 73 all on the net, and thanks for the recordings.
JW. Dave, thanks for all you do for net, Dave. Really appreciate it. Please check in Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike. Walden Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
4DJW. Please check in K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat and Walden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Oscar Uniform. KO4OU. Joe Campobello. No traffic or comments.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize K9OH. That's Billy over in Anderson this evening. Billy, I'm glad to know that worked. Sometimes they don't pay the bill on that domain name and it quits working. So it looks like somebody paid the bill. Anyway, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Do take care. Stay safe. And K4OIM, that's Walt over in Emmett. And Walt, we appreciate all that you do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You don't know how much it means to have Tuesday nights covered. Completely. Appreciate it very much, and you're doing a fine job. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Good to have you with us tonight, Pat. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. It's good to hear your voice, even though the pre-check-in thing is nice to have, it's handy. It's also good to hear your voice when you're checking in. And KO4OU, that's Joe, up where we fly radio control airplanes, Campobello. Good to have you with us tonight, Joe. Do take care, stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to make it around to the patient group for Friday night. That's the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike, AA4RM. I'm Robert and Easley, negative, negative.
DJW. Dave, please check in KG4RUE. This is Gary. We're in Anderson. No comment. No traffic.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize AA4RM. That's Robert over in Easley. He's the newest addition to the Monday night edition of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for net controllers. Good to have you this night, Robert. Do appreciate you stepping up to the plate and filling in those gaps. Do take care. Stay safe. Tell Bonnie we said hello. And KG4RUE, that's Gary from Anderson tonight. Good to have you as night, Gary. You sounded good. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Now we're going to go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY. Name is Keith, and I'm in Seneca. First time check-in, negative, negative. For DJW. And Kilo, November 4, Victor 50 Alpha, Steve and Inman.
and I'll be negative, negative, and listening in, and everyone have a good evening. Hopefully we'll have some good winds tomorrow.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize I got Robert and I got Gary. I didn't put check marks by their name. KN4CHY, that's Keith, who is over in Seneca, and it's the first time checking in for Keith. So, Keith, do appreciate you taking the time to check in. We are here 365 days a year at 9 p.m. Would appreciate you checking in every chance you get. You didn't happen to grow up somewhere near Taylor's, did you? Like over in Avon Park.
I'm a transplant back here.
Okay, because I had a guy with your exact same name, which you don't hear that name that often. It's not like mine, like you hear all the time. Hey, with that same name in the neighborhood that I grew up in, so that just caught my attention very quick. Anyway, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do take care. Stay safe. And KN4VWA, that's Steve. He's over in Emmons. Steve, have you you got any parts in for your new build?
TX8E. Got it in a day or so ago. And I'm going to be working on getting that thing binded to that mall. And hopefully I'm going to have some proportional flaps.
That does sound good. I ordered some board, some wing material, and some speed controllers and some motors and a couple of receivers and to do some more builds to build that FT Bloody Wonder. So just wondering if you're getting your parts in and when we're going to have the or if you've been thinking about a time to do the build with your brother and David. Is your brother a ham?
He's not a ham. But he is very interested in that Bloody Wonder build because it's going to get him into some smaller areas. I don't know about David either. He's just bound and determined to get that thing going. So he's going to be coming up here to the house one day next week, I believe, and see if we can get that engine cranked up, you know, blown out, cranked up. He has not been able to start it. He's tried several times, and I'm going to do a little bit of research on that engine and see if we can't get it fired up and at least try to get him up in the air that way. But I've got a feeling that he's going to come around on that. So, now, being that my brother lives in Atlanta, I may have to build that thing for him.
Okay, well, we can handle that. That's a piece of cake. And he did, David did send me a message saying he got the 40 running, but the 80 is going to need some work. So, which is understandable, right? So, he does have a 40. I gave him a used 40 and a new 40 and a couple other new 40s and some 28s and stuff like that. So, hopefully he'll use one of the newer engines that's easier to get going instead of that old worn out four stroke. Anyway. Looking forward to the build. I got parts coming in. The control horns are going to be the piece that takes the longest to get here, and they're not going to be here for a couple of weeks. So you got a couple of weeks before we have a build session to play around with the proportional flaps. Anyway, good having you with us tonight. Take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. One more call before we shut down the formal portion of the net, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. In Whiskey November, 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman, no traffic, no chew, 73 to you and all the net.
Chris, is it Whiskey November, 6 Sierra? I'm having difficulty here.
Whiskey November, 4 Sierra.
Okay, that's why I'm having trouble. Why did I hear 6? Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize Whiskey November. Yeah, that pulls up Chris. Sometimes my brain just fades. I guess that's an age thing. Anyway, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WN4S. That's Chris over in Lyman. Good to have you with tonight, Chris, and appreciate your patience with me as my brain untangled. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Called it before DJW. I know why I did that now, WV6Z. That's a friend of mine, Tom, WV6Z. That's what popped in my, that's six. That's how that six got there. Anyway, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first one up on the stump all the way from South Dakota this evening, Clear Lake, South Dakota, is KB0KBJ, Steve. And Steve, if you don't forget to check in, Megan, call W4DJW on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Good evening again, Dave. All in the net. KB0KBJ here. Yeah, check in, Megan. KD0NIQ. And you can also add this call sign, Alpha Echo 5, Echo Tango.
Okay, and that control would like to recognize KD0NIQ. That's Megan. Still says Watertown. I don't know if that's me or if that's QRZ, maybe her maintainer for her QRZ page needs to do some work. And AE5ET, that's the fire mix in Clear Lake, South Dakota. The fire mix. Tell us about that call. How did they get that call, Steve? It's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Well, it's supposed to be Mike's, but however. I just picked it up because it was really short on CW.
So is that a club? Is that like a firehouse that's in Clear Lake, or what is that?
Yeah, it's just a club I started up, which I do nothing with. And I don't know, we just picked that name just because, I don't know, gotta have a name.
Okay, well, what have you been up to? What's going on in Clear Lake, South Dakota?
Yeah, it's just a, that's about the extent of that. You can just add it to the list. It doesn't do much. That call. Let's see. Like I mentioned in chat to Gary, cloudy again today. Been cloudy for 2 weeks. I'd like to see some sun. Let's see. What I do today? I replaced two hot water heaters. And they both went fairly smooth. So that's the extent of that. We have something up here, bigger towns do. Brookings and Watertown, and some of the smaller towns to some extent, that they do every spring. It's citywide cleanup, they call it. And everybody, you can bring anything out to the curb and leave it there, and the city will come by and take it. So you'll find everything from, my buddy of mine found a 100-pound propane tank, 3/4 full of propane. You can find mini bikes, lawnmowers, furniture, mattresses, bicycles, everything is pretty much out on the curb. And about a week ago, Brookings had theirs. And you can just go drive by, you like to see a garden hose somebody don't want to replace the end on, you're like, hey, give me that garden hose, boom, and you take it, you know. And Brookings had theirs. I found a place that had 10 bicycles for just out there. You don't want to leave anything near the curb you don't want taken at this time. And so I was going to go get one. I did take one. And I had a flat tire, so I put a patch of tube, and it runs good now. Went back there to get another one the next day, and all of them were gone, except a couple really junkered ones. I picked up two 10-speeds, the old Schwinn type, and been kind of tinkering on them. Went to curvy handlebars. Looking forward to riding them around a little bit.
Well, that's good. That's Amy and I were talking about doing that. She got one of those pedal-a-thon bicycles that you pedal and you have an instructor that's on the screen with you that instructs you how to do that. I told her, we need to get real bikes. We need to go out really ride bicycles. But I don't know. It's been so long since I rode a bicycle. I'd probably be out of wind by the time I hit the top of the street. Anyway, it's good for you, though. It's really, really good for you. It's better for you than running because it doesn't pound your bones. The ball and socket and your bones where they all fit together like running does. Of course, course, if you're light on your feet, I guess running's okay, too. But I always prefer riding bicycles. And it's kind of fun fixing them up, too. That's kind of like what I'm doing with the fixing up all my old APRS protocols, fixing up my old airplanes, getting them flying again. It's kind of fun fixing stuff up like that. By the way, which reminds me, have you looked at any of your old APRS rig gear to see if you can get it working again?
No, I haven't looked at it at all. Just pretty much busy working, come home, you know, play with the kids and such. So I haven't dug into that at all since we talked last. Yeah, I agree with you, and that's why I like bikes too. I took a ride around the lake. It's about 6 miles the other day. I guess that was a sunny day, but it was windy. Probably 20, 25 mile an hour south, north breeze. And most of the route was east and west. But that still don't help you. It's still a breeze that's stout. Megan was over on the other side of the lake fishing with the kids. So I biked over there and seen them. Then I continued on, and then they came up behind me. I had about a mile left to go. And I was running out of steam. Going, kind of chugging along, and she pulls up next to me, and I said, hey. She had the window down. She's like, hey, you're going kind of slow. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, hey. And I pedaled up to her, like, come here. I grabbed the door pillar and rode that way the rest of the way home. It was nice, you know, 20, 30 mile an hour, zoom, through town. Made it quick.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I remember doing that same thing with my sister when I had a bike and she had a car. And I'd be on my way home and she'd pass me. And I'd do the same thing. I'd get her to slow down. Just put my hand on the fender. All you have to do, I mean, you get enough traction between your hand and the fender of the car. Just laying your hand on the fender, they pull you along. I said, just go ahead and drive home. Forget I'm here. And she did. She'd drive home. Forget I'm there. And I'd be home just as quick as she was. Just, and no pedaling. All right. Out of gas, out of fuel. And she would pass by me and I'd just grab onto the car. Not even the door, not the door handle or anything. Just put your hand on the fender and hold on. Just grip it like a basketball.
Yeah, you get into the draft, boy, you can really, really move. I was watching some videos that got interested in that after I did that. And seeing this one guy, he was drafting behind a minivan with the hatch up. And must have had some pretty good gears. It was I think it was a mountain bike, but he had street tires. And he was like cruising along 60 mile an hour, 70. The tire was bumping the van. And he was going for it. And you can watch this. Regenerate Book of World Records for the fastest wheelie. And he pops a wheelie at 80 some miles an hour and rides it for a couple hundred feet, you know.
This is on a bicycle? Did I miss something?
Yeah, like on a pedal bike. It was really moving. Then I watched another one. There was a woman. She had a double gear reduction system. Like each pedal, each turn of the pedals would like push her close to 200 feet. So there's no way she could really get up to speed. And they did this on the Bonneville Salt Flats. And they had a car specially made. The previous record holder had used, they took that car, and it's like in an air pocket behind the car. And she got towed up to, what was it, 110. And this is like a drag car, you know. And then they release her, and she's back there pedaling like mad, you know. And they just kept on going faster and faster. And care to take a guess how fast she got going?
No, there's no telling. But I guess they stayed out in front of her to shield her from the air, to keep her in that pocket where there was no air hitting her. Because with that air in the way, she probably wouldn't have ever made it anywhere close to that. But that reminds me of They do that with airplanes, too. And it's like riding a bicycle, except it's got wings. And your pedaling is turning a propeller. And you fly that way. And they're really fragile airplanes. If they, like, jiggle too much, it puts a jiggle in the wings. And if they jiggle their wings too much, a wing will break. Anyway, they do the same thing. It's a human-powered airplane. But go ahead. How fast do they get up to?
Yeah, she was just tucked right in behind. I mean, it's right behind. 183.98 miles an hour. 184 mile an hour.
Well, it's kind of like when you told me about the what was the name of that group of people that did the CW that sent multiple hundreds of words per minute? What they call that? RIP or something like that. Rift or RIP or RUF. I can't remember it, but they sent, like, CW, not at 20 words a minute, not at 60 words a minute, but multiple hundreds of words per minute. I guess people can do stuff like that if they set their mind to it, but 180 miles an hour on a bicycle, that just seems, on a flat, not like falling out of an airplane, yeah, maybe, but going across the ground flat, that's hard to imagine.
Yeah, it is. It was pretty interesting watching the video. Yeah, RUFs. Jogged my memory there. RUFZ. That's the CW. I think it was near 200 words a minute. But I don't believe it's like many words. It's like one word or something. Or call sign. Maybe that's what they're transmitting, call signs or something. But, yeah, so that was one of the things I looked into this week and the bicycle bit. Another thing is I was working in a, working downtown, the old part of Watertown. And, I mean, this thing's got an elevator in there that has a, you know, it's basically a dumbwaiter. You lift the gate, step in, close the gate manually, and poke the down or up button, and big weight goes down, helps the thing go up and down. There's, you know, no sides, no top. Well, there's two sides, one on each side, but the front and back, there's entrances either way. That's what this building was. So the supervisor was cleaning out the basement, and I went poking around down there, and I seen all kinds of stuff. It used to be an old dental office. At least the dentist stored stuff down there. Like the old wash bowls you spit into, you know, and then you have a mile long worth of drool and your lips are all numb so you can't feel nothing. But, those kind of things down there. You know, scary instruments and whatnot. But, I see it on a shelf. Well, there's also a desk. It said on the side of the desk, Miss Laura Leach used this desk in 1879, first teacher to use it, taught for 3 months, age 16 years old. But there, on the shelf there was boxes of Zif. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of Zif, Z-I-F. All-purpose cleaner. I'm like, Zif? Huh. So I took a bottle home, and I asked the supervisor about it. He's like, I'm going to dump it. I was like, oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll take a bottle. I brought it home. My wife used it. She said, yeah, it works good. So I came back the next day, and I cleaned them out. I went online to look about Zif, eBay. Yeah, there's a couple guys selling Zif online. They have 8 bottles between the two of them. They're selling for $25 a bottle. I don't know if they're getting that. But anyhow, I cleaned out the basement of this place of Zif. Zif was a pyramid scheme that the FCC shut down in the 70s. That's why this guy's got so many bottles down there. It collapsed and he couldn't get rid of them and people brought them back. But it does work good, the cleaner. Yeah, I got 300 bottles of Zif.
You've got three, so you cleaned it out. Okay. I didn't follow you there where you got the 300 bottles of Zif, or if that's somebody on eBay that's doing that. But $25 a bottle, 300 bottles, that's not bad. But you said you went back and they were all gone. So I'm not sure who got the 300 bottles of Zif. Anyway, no, I've never heard of them. While I've got it down, though, I believe there's been ample time for second shift to get here. So let me make a call for any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Name and Dave, please check in. K4BAN, Kilo 4, Bravo Alpha November. Alex in Clemson. Hope you're doing well. Negative, negative. Even.
Okay, Nick Control, I recognize K4BAN. That's Alex. Sounding good from Clemson this evening. Good to have you this night, Alex. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Okay, Steve, back to you. Who got the 300 bottles of Zif?
This is KB0, KBJ. I got the 300 bottles of Zif. They're in my basement. Do you need to buy one?
Well, no. I don't think I do. But you never know. Does it go? I guess it probably in 1870s. I guess they didn't have clothes washers. This is clothes washing detergent or dishwashing detergent or hand soap or what is it?
No, you're getting things confused, Dave. You must be doing other stuff. The 1879 thing was the desk. That was a separate. It was in the same basement as the Zif, but that's the school desk. Yeah, though this is the 1970s, the Zif was sold. Yeah, it's awesome stuff. I mean, this thing, it'll clean anything, according to the bottle, you know. I mean, you just add it to this or add it to that. It's like a lot of them long, wordy advertisements you used to see and still can find on the internet for products back in the day, you know. Just go look up Bone Phone. BoneFone. I got one of them too. It's just a huge, long, wordy advertisement. But it was an AM/FM radio you could wrap around your neck before the Sony Walkman came out. But I got Zif all over the place. It'll do anything, man. It's just great.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, I remember those phones. I see. I pulled it up on the internet. It's a thing you throw over your neck. It's kind of like a cooler that you put on just to cool off the back of your neck, except it's got a radio in it. I don't know where you find these things. Yeah, and I did confuse it. I was listening to the part about somebody's desk in 1870-something, and that went right into stuff that was on the shelf, and I made a correlation there that probably wasn't a good correlation. Anyway, Steve, what else is going on? I got Harry over there waiting for Rag Chew as well. What else you got this evening?
Oh, man, where do you want me to start?
Nowhere. Nowhere in particular. Anything else?
No. I just messing with you, Dave. I've said enough. Have yourself a good evening. Everyone else, likewise. You need Zif, you know where to get a hold of it. Is that advertising? I think it is. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Anyhow, I'll give you a bottle. I've got enough to spare. Have a good one, Dave. W4DJW at KB0KBJ.
Okay, Steve. And if anybody needs a bone phone, they know where they can get one of those, too. Good to have you with us tonight. Do appreciate you taking the time to hang around for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and look forward to doing it again the next time. Look forward to seeing your ATRS icon come up on the screen, too. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-Ray. Good evening, Dave. I'm late checking in tonight. Just got up to my ham shack, flipped on the radio and heard the net still taking place, so I'll be negative and negative tonight. Appreciate you calling the net, 73 to everybody. Have a good evening. I'm clear.
Net Control, like to recognize KO4JQX. That's Jeff over in Ware Place. Good to have you this night, or south of Ware Place. Good to have you this night, Jeff. Do take care, stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And the next one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. It's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Good evening, Dave. And Steve, that was kind of interesting. I barely remember Ziff, and I did look it up while he was talking, and there was a fella had a jar in sale for $22. That did not include the shipping. But, and then what was really interesting was, as I scrolled down the screen, I found some stuff called limonene. And when I was working, I had a project down in Louisiana, and one of the process fluids that I had to handle was something called limonene, which I had never heard of, and had one of our guys look it up, and he came in, and I said, "What is it?" He looked at me kind of funny-like, and he says, "Well," he says, it's lemon juice and lime juice." And I found out what the deal was the process was very temperature sensitive. It was an exothermic reaction, and so they had a lot of heat to remove to keep, because if you didn't remove the heat fast enough, then you launched the process vessel up in the air. And they didn't want to go to get FAA approval and all that stuff to do that, plus it kind of upset the plant people when they're process vessel launched itself. But anyway, it was a good cleaner, and it kept the pipes inside the process vessel. They were doing everything possible to get the maximum heat transfer rate, and so they used that, and like I said, just kept the inside, kept the water side of the pipe very, very clean. But anyway, that brought back two or three memories. Anyway, don't know about bone phones. I've heard of it, but never got into it. I sent you some pictures, and one of them was a Google link. I don't know if you got that or not. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, since you pulled it up while you were talking, I pulled up Ziff. I found a bottle of Ziff on eBay for $17.95. So I found a better, but it's 32 fluid ounces, but it's sold. You can't buy it. Somebody else already bought it. Oh, well. I did get those pictures. Those were good. And I was able to pull up that vertical on the QRZ page, the August of 16, I think it was, 2016. So that looked really good. That's informative. And I read that author's article on it, and I did see the other one that WR8RW built that had the helical wound vertical, and that looked interesting for a space saver, because that is something that I need. I need to save space, because I'm in one of those HOA neighborhoods where they haven't said anything to me yet, but I haven't gone and I haven't done anything crazy yet either. But I have looked at those Step IR Big Sticks, which is a vertical that tunes kind of like the Step IR tunes, but those things, they want an arm and a leg for them. This one looks like it's a much more reasonable, cost-effective solution to a vertical. Is that the one that you're talking about, the one that had the QRZ article from WR8RW?
W4DJW, KC4EZN, and yes, Robert wrote an article back. I did not make mine exactly like the picture. I didn't bunch my coils up like he did. I just took 20 meters of basically 18-gauge speaker wire that I had and wrapped it around a 10-foot piece of PVC pipe. And then I had a 4-foot piece of copper pipe that I stuck out of the top for a capacitance hat. But there was another article which I have got somewhere and could not find. It's in my computer. Out of the RSGV magazine that talked about that. And, of course, over there, they're big into space savings because they don't have, you know, large lots and things like we do here. And I did look in my logbook, and that antenna was not a bad antenna, especially when you consider what it was made out of. It did perform, I know, about 4 years ago at our ham fest.
A couple of us set up a little presentation at the time, I think FT8 had just started being used, and I had one, it was a 20-meter version, sitting outside the tent, hooked up to my radio, and the only station I worked that morning was Northern Ireland, and again, that was on basically 32 feet of speaker wire wrapped around a 1-inch piece of PVC pipe. But yes, that worked. I had picked those other pictures of that antenna by mistake. When I picked the pictures, I was looking at postage stamps. But anyway, just wondering if you got those. That's something that's interesting to make. And, you know, for people getting just started, it sort of tells you, give it a try and see if it works. Is it perfect? Is it the best? Of course, every antenna ever built is a compromise. My main antenna is what I call a 7-band loaded fan dipole, because basically the original design was a loaded dipole. Instead of traps, it's got loading coils, and it worked 160 meters, which is why I built it. See, it didn't cover. I just hung a wire under that for the bands it didn't cover, and that's what I've been using for the last 10 years. And saw an article for a fan vertical, and basically the guy just took like 5 wires, you know, cut them to length, and spent a lot of time tuning them, but it worked, and doesn't take up a whole lot of room. Anyway, just curious about that, and I'll end with this. I got my computer problem solved, but I don't know what I did. I tried a clean install using a DVD ISO for Windows 10, and kept getting that. Could not find a media driver, which I wasn't aware that a clean install needed media drivers. I thought you install those later. But anyway, doing some reading around and saw some things about installing it off of a thumb drive, and so I did that, and 2 hours later I had the computer back like I wanted it after I'd spent a day and a half trying to use a DVD. And don't ask me why one worked and why the other one didn't, because that same DVD had installed Windows 10 on another computer. But anyway, I'm not sure what I learned there other than whatever it is, if a bigger hammer doesn't work, pick up a different hammer. Maybe that'll work. W4DJW, KC4EZN.